I hope you've been enjoying your first week reading Romans chapter 1. And today's devotion is going to focus on the core theme, which is verses 16 and 17. And they read, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." So what does this mean? Well, this is saying that the gospel is God's power to bring about salvation. So let's define the gospel. Well, the gospel has to start with an awareness of sin. And that's why we're going to see, as this chapter finishes out, that Paul's going to make us aware of all the sinfulness in our hearts and the hearts of others, to expose to us that we are under God's wrath and that we are in danger of His judgment. But the good news is that God is going to rescue us out of that judgment, rescue us out of that wrath because of His great love for us. But He's not going to do it by simply excusing the crime, because that's not just. No, He's going to pay the penalty. He's going to pay that penalty to rescue us out of our sin and rescue us out of the condemnation and the wrath that's justly owed us. But you have to start with an awareness of sin, because if you don't understand your sin, you don't know that you have a need to be rescued. It's like, rescued from what? I'm a good person. So you have to first drill deep and kind of hammer on those hearts, so the person's made aware and suddenly sees and understands their sin. So now they know they have a need for rescue. And now it's good news that they're being rescued, because they know they were in danger. It's kind of as if you're sitting in your bedroom and someone breaks through your bedroom window and puts a ladder up there and says, "Good news, I'm here to rescue you out of the house because your house is on fire." Well, let's say you're not aware of the fact that your house is on fire, and you don't believe him that your house is on fire. You think your house is completely good and is completely sound. How are you going to respond to that guy, honestly, right? You'd think he was some kind of nut. You'd be like, "Are you crazy? Are you some kind of nut? That's the craziest story I've heard. My house is completely sound and completely healthy. There's nothing wrong with my house." You might get angry at him. "How dare you break my window and come tell me something's wrong with my house? There's nothing wrong with my house, and you broke my window," and get angry at that person. You might call the police, and you'd certainly want to stay away from that person. You think, this is a weirdo nut. He better get away from me. Right? That's how we would do it. But let's say now we're sitting in our room, someone smashes our window, puts a ladder up, and says, "Good news, I'm here to rescue you because your house is on fire." And their words make you stop and assess the truth of it. And you go, "Is my house on fire?" So you sniff. "Hmm. You know, I actually do smell smoke." Then you open up the door, and you're like, "Oh, yeah, I think there is some smoke in the hallway. My word, my house is on fire, and I didn't even realize that. I thought my house was sound, but in fact it is not sound. It's on fire, and I am in danger of being engulfed in these flames. I am in danger because of the fire in my house." So now how would you respond? Well, that's good news. You're like, "Oh, thank goodness someone came to tell me that. He came to rescue me." And you would respond gratefully by following that person to safety. You go, "Oh, that is such good news. Let me follow you to find safety." So that is the gospel, right? That we're in danger, but God came to rescue us. But let's dig deeper, because there's more to that. Because it says that the gospel is the power of God to bring about salvation. You think, well, why is there power in that message? Well, I didn't quite give you all the message. That's why. I'm going to give you the rest of the message, and you'll see why there's power in that message. Because verse 17 says why there's power. It says, "For in it," in the gospel, "the righteousness of God is revealed." So how does the gospel reveal God's righteousness? Well, what does it mean, God's righteousness? We saw in the intro video that God's righteousness means He always does what is just and right, He's always faithful to His promises, and that He is always good. that is God's righteousness. How does the gospel show us this? Well, it shows that he always does what is just because he is going to judge wickedness. You wouldn't want a judge who had criminals come before him and never judged their crimes and just let them go free. That may be kind or gracious, but it's not really just, right? That's not right or just to let crimes go unpunished. So the gospel shows us that God will punish crimes. He will punish sins. And this is just. The gospel shows us that God will institute and restore purity and restore wholeness. He says that he will put his laws in our hearts and our minds, and that he will be our God and we will be his people, and that he will give us the Holy Spirit to empower us to be holy before him, and that he will start a process in us by which day after day, year after year, he is making us more into his image, and he's in a process of purifying our hearts and purifying our minds until we ultimately live with him in eternity, where we will be perfect in our purity and on our holiness before him. So he's making everything good again. And this is right. So we see that he is just. We see that he is right. But guess what the gospel also says? Remember I talked to you about how it rescues you from the burning house, rescues you from God's wrath? Well, how would a judge rescue you while still punishing the sin? By him taking the penalty. So the gospel is saying, God says, I have to judge that sin, but I love you so much, I want to rescue you from that sin. But the sin has to be paid for. So you know what? I will pay the fine. I will do the jail time. I will take the death sentence. So I will take that punishment because there has to be a punishment. I will do the punishment to rescue you and to save you from being under the punishment, to rescue you and to save you from being under that wrath. So that is good. So we see that he is just in punishing sin, that he is right in wanting to institute purity, that he is good in paying the cost and rescuing us from it. And it says that he will not just rescue us from that, but he'll reconcile us. He'll bring us back into a relationship with him. It's like we're estranged. He's saying, I don't want you to be estranged anymore. You're my dear child. I want to have a loving, intimate relationship with you. I want to reconcile you to me, and I want to make all things right in who you are as a person, who you are in your spirit, and bring you to that perfect place when you reach eternity. And that is faithful. That shows his faithfulness to us. So the gospel is the power of God because it shows us God's righteousness. But we can't get there without first having an awareness and an understanding of our need and our sin.